and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, Mark Evans, certified mechanic, is going to take us under the hood and take your mechanical questions. So if there's something wrong with your car, if it's not running right, if it's not running at all, Mark can help you out. We're also going to continue our conversation we started in the previous hour of the broadcast with Lou Ann Hammond, the CEO of CarList.com. And, of course, got a trivia question out there, left over, also an easy, simple question. And the question is about the Mustang 2 generation of Mustangs. What year did that come out? It was only made for, let me figure out how many years here. Only 4 years. There were only 4 years of this particular Mustang before it was replaced by an all-new Fox-platformed Mustang. What was the year that the Mustang 2 debuted on the scene? 800-259-9231. Back to California and back to Lou Ann Hammond. Lou Ann, recently you were on MSNBC. What were you talking about?
Oh, we were talking about a couple of things on MSNBC because they we're talking about the Chevy Volt at first and the fact that they get 230 miles per gallon. Now, the difference is that the Chevy Volt is sort of a range extender. So you have the first 40 miles you get as a plug-in electric vehicle. So you plug it in for 8 hours and you get 40 miles for free, paying for the electricity, of course. So then I compared it to the Nissan Leaf that's going to come out because they are a complete plug-in hybrid, plug-in electric vehicle. And they, and Nissan, Larry Dominick, vice president of product for Nissan, said that if they used the same EPA process to calculate miles per gallon, they would get 360 miles per gallon from their new Leaf that's coming out. Now, mind you, one is a range extender, which means that after the 40 miles that you get with the Volt, you can then start using gasoline like a hybrid sort of, and it would or a generator for your home. It would create electricity, and the electricity would run your car. And but with the Leaf, you would you use no gasoline. So that sort of begs the question: how is the EPA approving or processing, calculating this information? And it has more to do with the price of electricity per mile than it would with anything else. So you can look at the EPA and say, okay, you have a new process of how you're going to calculate miles per gallon, and that is based on electricity now, but they won't give us the process. They won't tell us how to calculate the process, and General Motors and Nissan, well, I didn't ask Nissan for it, but General Motors said that they didn't have it, but that certainly somebody there had it, because they were able to calculate it. But that, and so then Alex Witt, who's the host for MSNBC, asked me about the price of electricity, because they were using, they said someone had said EPA was using 44 cents per kilowatt hour, and I think that's what she said. Anyway, so it was, I said, when the smart satellite comes out, which means that every time you use your electricity, there's a satellite that figures out when you're using it, and then they will base it on whether it's a peak hour or not. So if you're using your electricity from 12 to 5 during the day, you're going to get charged more for it. And Heidi, a friend of mine, her electricity bill used to be $104 2 months ago. And then Smart came out and started charging her by peak usage. Her electric bill went up to $288 because they used it during the day. And before that, PG&E, our electric company out here, hadn't been able to distinguish what time of day they used it. It was just how much they used. And that's going to make a huge difference in the amount of electricity one uses during peak time. So if you're going to get charged, you know, $1 per kilowatt hour during the day and only 40 cents at nighttime, you're going to start doing more of your laundry and stuff at nighttime.
Yeah, that only makes sense, absolutely. And, you know, it's still yet to be determined if, you know, if we get a significant number of electric vehicles on the road, as we've touched on before. I mean, a lot of people who live in suburbia don't use their garages necessarily, and a lot of people, of course, who live in cities and apartments and such don't have garages at all, so there's going to have to be a lot of infrastructure as far as installation of electrical outlets so folks can actually plug these vehicles in and securely as well.
Well, that's true, but having said that, there are huge numbers of people like myself who could do it quite easily because I do have a garage. I'm also considering getting solar power, and a friend of mine in Colorado has solar power, and he's looking at it and saying, okay, if I'm using this much right now, I've got this much excess, and I could use this much to power a car. And they're already looking at, the people who already have solar are already looking at aspects of getting a Mini E or a Nissan Leaf or something, because a lot of these people don't go more than 40 miles a day, so it wouldn't be a problem. But what happens when you do want to go somewhere else more than 40 hours a day?
Yeah, no,
40 miles a day.
That's so, where it gets a little bit dicey.
Right. So I was watching a poll on CNNMoney.com, and they said, would you, how soon after the Chevy Volt came out would you actually buy a vehicle? And 7% they said they'd buy it right away. 40% said they'd buy it sometime in the future. 30% said they'd never buy one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not surprised. So there's always going to be folks who want, different things than the electric-powered vehicle or hybrid-powered vehicle. I think there's always going to be people who want conventionally-powered vehicles. There's so many variables. Like you said, a lot of people drive small amounts or, you know, other people drive large amounts, and a lot of folks fall somewhere in between. And so there's, all kinds of things to be measured in, as we've touched on before here in the program. I think, you know, there will be a kind of a plethora of different choices available for all types of situations. Let's hope so anyway.
Yeah, I hope so too, because I think it's time now to start looking at different avenues, different alternative energies and alternative vehicles. But I also am always concerned about the energy we use, because once again, if we start using so much energy, electricity to power these vehicles, then are we going to have to pull up more coal-generated electricity power?
Yeah.
And that would be bad. So, but I think once people start realizing that they're going to be charged a lot if they use any electricity from 12 to 5, they're going to start turning off everything they can.
Yeah, no, that is very true. So Bentley made some news with this new top-of-the-line model, the fact that it is an ethanol-ready vehicle. That was one of the stories that I know that they were promoting.
The biggest news was that they were actually able to pull it off right on the 18th green. No one has ever shown a vehicle on the 18th green before the number one, the first class vehicle was shown. And to be able to do that on Sunday, the day of the event, before the judging was finished and before everything was awarded, is like, whoa.
Yeah.
And I hear there were some other companies that were not happy about that.
I heard that it cost an awful lot of money for them to do that, and, you know, rightly so. Of course, it's kind of their audience, because those are the types of folks who are in attendance there at Pebble that can, you know, buy an extra Bentley if they just want to. Luann, thank you. We'll talk with you real soon.
Thanks so much.
Straight ahead, Mark Evans. Don't go away.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time. and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreenClean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreenClean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreenClean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. Yes, we have a winner, finally, on the year that the Mustang 2 came out. It was 1974. We want to congratulate Walter in Waterloo, Iowa. Thank you for the email, Walter. We'll throw out another trivia question right now. We'll make it an easy one. An easy one indeed here. Which car company brought us the vehicle known as the Fury? Who made the Fury? Give us a call right now on our toll-free line from anywhere, and I mean anywhere across North America. You can just reach out and dial us up at our regular number, or you can fire me up an email. And email-wise, I'll give you that one first. It's bob at autoworldradio.com, Bob at autoworldradio.com, or you can, by all means, don't hesitate to pick up the telephone and give us a call and get your oar in the water here. For the question is a simple one indeed. Which car manufacturer brought us the vehicle known as the Fury? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're going to go under the hood now. He is a certified mechanic, an ASE certified mechanic. He has his own garage in the great state of Idaho. He is a field reporter here for Auto World as well as my Motor Trend radio program. He's the one and only Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob. Hey, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be in the cockpit with you here this great weekend.
Well, the question is, do you have your tools out?
Hey, I do. I do. I went ahead and pulled that roll cabinet right up here to the telephone, so we are ready.
Ready to go. So we invite all of our listeners right now, if you got a problem with your vehicle, if it's not running right, if it's sounding funny, if it's burning too much gas, if it's not performing well, if it's not passing the local emissions tests, if your mechanic is giving you a bad diagnosis money-wise, you want a second opinion, any of those problems, we'd love to help you out at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or you can send us an email, Bob at autoworldradio.com. The trivia question out there, too, who made the Fury? Which car company? 800-259-9231. I was chatting with Luann Hammond from carlist.com about the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. Yes, I was out there, and I know you've been out there several times. And I'll tell you, Mark, it keeps getting big and bigger and almost too big. It's almost to the point where, it's too tiring to go.
Yeah.
And too expensive.
I was going to ask you, bigger isn't always best, huh?
No. I remember the first time I was ever there was 1999, and you were there as well, along with Alan Masters, Taylor Smith, Barney Jones, and a couple of other people, we'll put it that way. We were there, and it has grown tremendously since then, and I can honestly say it was better back then. Believe it or not, there were 7 auctions going on over the course of what used to be called the weekend. And remember Concorso Italiano?
Yeah. How'd you do there? Did you broadcast some?
Yeah, I did some recording, and we'll be playing some here on Auto World in coming weeks, but for many years it was held at the Quail. That's when you and I were there originally. And then that Quail resort was sold to a big hotel firm who closed it for a year. And so they had to find a new venue for it. And then the original owner of it sold it to another guy who had it at a couple of different golf courses. And then last year he put it on an airport tarmac, and it was a big failure. And this year somebody else bought it, put it back on a golf course. Didn't somebody else start up at another Italian car show? Meanwhile, at the original Quail, for the last several years, is a real highfalutin event that they limit the number of tickets. And the tickets are, you ready? I've never been to it.
Yeah.
Because they limit the media credentials, too. You have to get your media credentials in by January 1st at midnight. And they only give out, like, 3, I think, because the tickets to the event are $400 a piece for the isn't that unbelievable?
Oh, my goodness. Is there a lot of cars there? Do you get any word of what's going on over
there? Well, Matt Stone went there, and, it's a wonderful event. It's what they call a motorsports gathering at the Quail. And in addition to seeing great cars, motorsports cars, racing cars, there's food and wine, and it's the Peninsula Hotels that own it. And our good friend there from years ago, Bruce McCall is one of the people behind it.
Oh.
So, they're doing well with the event, and at $400 a pop, they should be doing well indeed. We got a trivia question out there. Who made the Fury? And once again, I'm brain dead. We'll go to Iowa and say hello to Paul. Paul, listening on KXEL. Paul, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Doing great.
Who made the Fury? Let me give you that one first.
Well, I think it was Plymouth. The first thing I thought of was the Sport Fury, the one that had a little bit more performance to it. But
good answer and correct answer. So we're going to put you in the running for that prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. We have Mark Evans, our in-house mechanic, with us. So that begs me to ask you, do you have any mechanical questions? Or is your vehicle running okay? Do you have any problems?
I actually do have a question. I think it may be generic to the car. I've got a 2001 Cherokee, and at startup, most fuel injection cars are very, very smooth. The Cherokees, I've been looking online, tend to have a stumble, and I'm not sure if it's something that is something. It clears up in about 15 seconds. Fuel system is clean. The filters are clean. But people online just say it just seems to be part of the car, and I'm not sure if it might be a coil pack or spark plugs or don't know.
Good question, Paul. Does it have you had someone, the engine light's off or is it on?
Well, the engine light is on, but when I have it tested, it's because of a evaporative leak, and it's the gas cap, and I don't know, it may be the there's a solenoid, the cap's okay, so it's either that or the canister. But I just drove it literally 800 miles, and when it's after the first 15 seconds, there's no issue at all, even with the engine light on. And it's getting 24 miles to the gallon on the road. So,
yeah, that engine light being on the evap system, evaporation system, you got a charcoal canister like you talked about. Underneath the hood, the stumble is actually related to you need at least 1 pound of pressure in the evap system, and underneath the hood, you got to look at it basically looks like a plastic vacuum line. You know, those vacuum hoses that are hooked to the fuel tank themselves. You have to have 1 pound in that system. There's a little cap. You unscrew and check that. See if you have it.
Hope that helps you out, Paul. Hang on for Matt. We're going to take a pit stop and then more with Mark Evans. Get your questions ready. This is Auto World.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, they got a fine machine.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Evans. He's a certified mechanic, which means a golden opportunity for you folks on the other side of the radio to call in and get free advice. If your vehicle's not running right, if you're having problems of any kind, Mark is an expert. For many years, did a highly rated talk show on a variety of stations in the Idaho area, and he would love to help you out. Free diagnosis. He's got a working shop today. He's always repairing cars, working on his own cars. He's got his tools out. He's all set, ready to go. We'll throw another trivia question out there into the mix as well, and we'll make it a trivia question about an advertising slogan. This is a little harder. This is going back in time. So a lot of these cars at Pebble Beach, this is an old advertising slogan for a brand of automobiles. Ask the man who owns one. Ask the man who owns one. Who had that advertising slogan? Give us a call, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We've been talking a little bit about Pebble Beach with Mark. And Mark, I can tell you one little bit of sad news here. I've had a couple of different things. Another host on this very same radio network, a good friend of mine, Bill Bailey, who hosted a program called It's Your Money, passed away last Friday, but on one that was a shock to me that I found out at Pebble Beach, that Art Royce just died within the last month as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so he had a heart attack. So our thoughts go out to both the Bill Bailey family as well as Art Royce and his crew, his wife Joyce, and the whole crew there at Coast Media. That one took me by surprise, boy.
Yeah. Is Curtis still with them at all?
I don't know where Curtis is, but Steve now works for Alan Smith Barney Jones O'Hara.
Okay. Well, they do fit together, though, pretty good, you know?
Exactly. But I don't know where Curtis is. We're going to have to put an APB out on Curtis.
Yeah, definitely. Well, sounds like Pebble Beach was a lot of fun. Of course, did Jay do his thing up there on the stage again?
He did his thing on the stage, and Edward Herman was the master of ceremonies as usual. There was a special guest in attendance who did not show his face, but he was there because Porsche was the highlighted brand at the Monterey Historics, and they had a number of very rare Porsches displayed. I didn't get to see any of them as I was doing my interview stuff, but Jerry Seinfeld was there. And
I was just going to ask you.
Yeah, Edward Herman actually, when he was introducing Jay, he said, we have two very special guests, Jay Leno and Jerry Seinfeld, but Seinfeld never came out.
So, the two Jays, huh?
Yeah, but Jay and Arnold Schwarzenegger made an appearance, the governor there of California. Made no sense whatsoever why he came, but he did come, and Bentley, we were talking about this a little bit earlier with Lou and him, and Bentley had a world debut right there on the lawn at Pebble Beach, their new top-of-the-line sedan called the Mulsanne. And Arnold came to congratulate Bentley, which made no sense because the Bentley vehicle is the first Bentley that can run on E85 ethanol. And then for charity, they auctioned off a Arnold Schwarzenegger bomber jacket. And, you know, the people that attend Pebble Beach, you know, have more money than it's the millionaires versus the billionaires. How much do you think the bidding went up to for Arnold's jacket? It was a signed just jacket that he was wearing, and he took it off and signed it, and he auctioned it off. How many thousand dollars do you think it went up to?
How many thousand? I actually thought for a minute you were going to say they were going to auction off Arnold.
Well, some folks in California probably would be happy with that.
$10,000?
Believe it or not, some guy bid $30,000. I mean, it was like this really heated bidding back and forth, and Jay was having a lot of fun with the crowd because there was one guy down, kind of, you know, sitting on the lawn who, you know, was headed up to like 20, 21, 22. And then another guy that was bidding was, you know, up in the Mercedes-Benz private suite area. And Jay, like, turned to that guy and he was, like, saying, you know, you're Caesar up there in those seats. You're going to let somebody down here, some peon, outbid you?
That's good.
And so the guy eventually got it up. He just said $30,000, and that was it. And then Jay said, congratulations, you've just got a members-only jacket, you know, worth about $15, and it hasn't been washed in years.
good old Jay, you know. I'm excited to see him back on the TV again, you know, and all his car stuff, and amazing. He's helped me a couple times here on some of my old cars, you know, making them. And he, you know, Jay, he's got so much information in his file bank called his head. It's amazing.
Oh, so true. Let's go to Indiana and bring forth a caller. I believe it's Penny. Annie in Indiana. Annie, how are you?
Just fine.
Hey, thank you very much for calling in.
I wanted to try to answer the question about the car make, about Ask the Man Who Owns One.
Yes.
I may be wrong. Three different car models came to mind, but I'm going to say Studebaker.
Oh, very good guess. Excellent, but not the one we're looking for.
Not the one. Okay, let's see, the other two, and I don't want to say mess it up for someone else.
Well, how about your favorite vehicle of all time? You can pick a classic one from the past, or you can pick a brand new one. What would you like to own if you won the
lottery?
Well,
my late husband would have said a Studebaker Vonnie. We were in the Studebaker Club.
Oh, very good.
And we had everything, including a Studebaker postal zip van, but the only thing we didn't have was a higher priced Avani. We had Hawks and GT Hawks.
Ooh,
and Silver Hawks.
Some of those are
so
beautiful.
He
cars.
Would say Studebaker, but I have always loved Stingrays.
Oh, yes.
The bubble bat Stingray. Was it, what, 65 when that came out, or 6?
63, yeah.
Was it 63?
Yeah, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's just a beautiful car. And how's your own vehicle running? You have any questions for Mark? Is it running okay, or do you need any mechanical advice?
I just have a plain old Mercury van right now, and it's doing fine.
Everything's doing fine. Well,
it's got a Nissan engine in it, and it's not even American engine, which may be why it's working.
Well, very
I hear
good.
They last a long time, or maybe it's a transmission. Maybe he can tell me. I'm not sure if it's a Nissan transmission, automatic transmission, or maybe engine also.
It's in a Mercury van.
A 2000 Mercury Villager.
A Mercury Villager, the power plant in the Mercury Villager. Is it a four-cylinder or a six-cylinder?
Six.
Six-cylinder.
The V6, yeah. No, that's, and you want to know what brand it is underneath the...
I know it's a Nissan transmission. I'm not sure. Does Nissan make engines also?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think. Is it 3.8 liters? What's the size of the engine? Do you know?
I should know, and I don't.
Yeah. Mark,
yeah,
do you...
It's you're right. It's a 3.8.
It's a Ford engine, isn't it? So it must be a Nissan transmission.
Is.
Yeah.
It's
a Ford engine and a Nissan transmission, definitely.
Okay.
And you do have a lot of Nissan parts in that, though, but you do have a Ford engine.
Okay, well, I hardly ever have to do anything to it. It's wonderful.
Well, kudos to Ford, then, on that one.
My husband used to, he was a Chevy man before he got into Studebakers, and he had a friend that loved Fords, and they would fight back and forth, and he would say fix or repair daily was a Ford. But this car has really serviced me well. I have to say I've had it for about 4 years. I bought it secondhand, and it's I've got almost 90,000 miles on it, and it just keeps going. Knock on wood. I hope it didn't hear me.
Well, good.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Definitely. And don't be a stranger.
Well, I will listen to hear the answer to your question.
All right. Thank you, Annie. The question is the advertising slogan, Ask the Man Who Owns One. Which classic car had that slogan? Ask the Man Who Owns One. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill?
If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. A number of folks have inquired about Jeff Bressler's website, about his travels on the Texaco road trip. It is roadswing.us, roadswing.us. Check it out. And let's go to Mark in Pittsburgh, listening on WPYT. Mark, welcome in. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. Doing fine.
Excellent. Let's see if we can solve the trivia riddle here. And the riddle is, the advertising slogan, "Ask the man who owns one," belonged to which particular classic car?
That would be Packard.
Yes, indeed. Congratulations.
Thanks.
How about your all-time favorite vehicle? Price no object, can be brand new, can be a classic from the past?
Oh, boy, I have so many of them. I really like the muscle stuff. I could go for a new ZR1.
Oh, me too. Boy. Yeah, you know, I've never seen one on the road. And I do a bit of traveling around. I've never seen one. I've only seen them at shows and at auto happenings, but never one owned by a regular person.
So
I'm sure they're out there, or people got them tucked away. That's a really good choice. Well, congratulations. You're in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Say hello to Mark Evans. Do you have any problems with your vehicle that you'd like Mark to diagnose?
Not right now. I've spoken with Mark before about synthetic oils. I don't think I have anything I can't solve right now.
Are you a fan of synthetic oils, or?
Somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the application.
Yeah.
There are some inherited problems with, you know, leakage sometimes with them.
Well, definitely a good topic, and you're an astute caller to get that question right, so hang on, and Matt's going to get all of your information, and we'll get you in the running for the big prize. Mark, are you a big proponent of using synthetic oil?
Well, Mark was right on the weights of oils and synthetic oil, conventional oil, all different brands and weights. You have to have the right application. You don't want to put the wrong oil in a certain engine, because if you do, like Mark just mentioned, you'll have an oil leak. And one example, one of my old vintage cars, Bob, I have to have non-detergent oil in it, and it's an old one, you know, it's the 16, and if I put a detergent oil in it, which is basically a conventional oil of today, it cleans it too well, because it has detergent in it, and cleans it so well that all of a sudden I've got, you know, knocking going on, and that's not good. So definitely, you know, I always tell all my customers and our listeners, always read the owner's manual and make sure that you go by the manufacturer, because the manufacturer's basically that's the company who built that engine and says, hey, we need to have this kind of oil in there. And I had a customer the other day that I was talking to him about OTT oil, you know, zero weight oil, and he's like, what? They make that? I said, oh yeah. I believe the Ferrari takes the double OTT oil, doesn't it? I believe that's one of the Ferrari models has to have the double OTT 00. So very, very thin, and it has to have that thin oil because of the clearances are so, you know, precise, handcrafted, hand-built. They're just an engine that's completely built perfect.
Very good.
Definitely.
Let's go to field another question here via email. This one comes in from Peter. Peter is also in Indiana, and Peter has a question about transmission fluid. Says he owns a 1995 Ford Focus, and he wants to know, automatic transmission, how often should it be changed, because he doesn't hear much about it.
Yeah, that's one thing I was going to talk to Annie about when we were talking about her Mercury Villager, too. Transmissions, automatic transmissions recommended mile-wise is right at 65,000 miles, and I'd recommend that with all brands. And the reason that is my recommendation, because I see too many automatic transmissions here at my shop part on the bench with the training fluid is very, very thin, And it's the pressure that's in the automatic transmissions that make the shift gate, the valve body ball bearings work correctly to make them shift up and down. And so when you burn an automatic transmission fluid and you overuse it, it then breaks down and turns into, we're talking about weight again. It's very, very thin weight, and it doesn't have the pressure. It's kind of like blood pressure in our body, and next thing you know, it dies. And I see that a lot. So 65,000 miles is the magic number.
That is the big number. And what about synthetic? I mean, you kind of have to go with your manufacturer's recommendations, but I notice, there's such a thing, I guess, today as synthetic transmission fluid as well. Is that true, Mark?
Yeah, synthetic oil, Bob, definitely does last a little bit longer and can withstand the heat a lot more than a conventional training fluid and or conventional engine oil. So if you can possibly, want to afford that synthetic transmission fluid, I would definitely recommend that because, again, we're all getting wrapped up in our lives all day long, and next thing you know, you look down at your odometer, and it's got 85,000 on it. And it's like, oh, what do I need to have done now? And so all of my customers, everybody's always over, it seems like, on transmission services. And on that word, too, when I say service, you definitely need to service. Automatic transmissions do have a filter in them. And a flush is just flushing. You're not replacing the filter. So I definitely recommend, I always, always take the transmission pan off of the automatic transmissions, pull the filter out. It's a paper-type filter. Throw it away. And at that time, I actually do flush the transmission also. You flush the transmission right there, the body. You flush the lines going to the transmission cooler up in the radiator and or an additional auxiliary cooler up by the radiator, and it flushes that, and it also flushes the return line. So you start with new. There's no burn oil anywhere. So a transmission flush is not really, a lot of people just do that and figure they're done. Well, no, there is a filter in the inside that train that needs to be replaced.
And another question that I get quite often here on air, Mark, is a question about wiper blades, something that we all take for granted, but something that needs to be replaced. What's your recommendation on that? How often should they be replaced?
Well, wiper blades too, Bob, is kind of one of those application type of parts, I call it. It depends on if the car is sitting out in the sun a lot, if we're down in Arizona and the wiper blades are exposed on the windshield, the heat, they're getting cooked in the summer, at 110, 115 degrees. So weather is a big part of a wiper blade. And like you said, we take it for advantage until we turn them on, and all of a sudden we've got all these huge scratches across our windshield. So I always like to replace my wiper blades every year automatically. I'm in a four-season climate, and I hate, that's one thing I hate, is noise across the windshield with metal scratching or that rubber squeal, it's like somebody taking their fingernails across the chalkboard. It's every year, just throw them away, get rid of them, put some new ones on, and you're ready to go. And at that point, every year, who cares if you park in 115 degree weather, because they're good, and you're ready for the huge rains or snow or sleet. And heck, we're getting into that, going into that weather now, going into fall. And a lot of us think, well, $6-7 times two. There's two of them up on front there on the windshield. $20 bill. Another thing, too, Bob, on those wiper blades, one thing I'd recommend, a lot of parts stores actually send their people to training to replace those. Because way back in the day, I actually cut my fingers on replacing those units. And a lot of metal pieces and sharp edges. So sometimes it's just better just driving the parts store, AutoZone, Pep Boys, et cetera, and just have those folks do it, and you're done. And they don't charge you to do that. You know, it's very, very easy. Quick $20 bill, and next thing you know, you can, you know, I've always said, Bob, if you got bright headlights and a good clear windshield, you can sure go a lot faster.
That is absolutely true. And I'm noticing, and I know we touched on this once before, but, you know, a lot of the new cars, of course, have the HID headlamps as a standard equipment or optional equipment, but I'm noticing a lot of older cars seem to be converting to that technology as well. Are you doing some work on that in your shop?
I am. I'm replacing a lot of the original bulbs anymore. You throw them away. They still work, but a lot of people, just like you grab the Xeons, is a good brand, you go to the parts store, grab the headlight bulb package, you turn it over, and it shows you basically you're getting 30-35%. It shows you how much farther with a little picture your headlights are actually going to shine out there than your stock bulbs. And again, that money's well spent. Again, it's nothing worse than coming around a corner and all of a sudden you're going to be putting a deer on your grill, you know?
Oh, so true, Mark. Well, we'll get you back with us real soon. In the meantime, thank you so much, my friend.
Yep, thanks for having me, Bob. Happy motoring.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.